We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It's our top local story. There's a constant modern-day annoyance, and now the feds have a law on the books to end them. So what's the hang-up?
Nationwide, fewer than 20% of phone companies have installed federally required robocall blocking software.
Hi, this is Susie.
The rest have applied for and received extensions.
A grace period soon ends. Californians are still being annoyed.
I had personal experience with it.
San Fernando Valley Assembly Member Jesse Gabriel.
I had a member of the family almost became victim because they received a call from what they thought was the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
He and California Attorney General Rob Bonta say the feds are lagging, so now they're looking for ways to enact state law.
When Californians pick up the phone, they should feel confident about the identity of the person on the other end of the line, plain and simple.
We are giving you a final courtesy call before we close out your file.
In addition to annoying people, Bonta says these robocalls lead to scams that bilk Americans of $10 billion annually. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A judge is now ordering Paul Flores and his father Ruben to stand trial for murder in the Kristen Smart case. Smart, who's 19 years old, a student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo when she disappeared back in 1996. She was last seen with Paul Flores, fellow students. Prosecutors say he killed her and that his father was an accessory by helping to hide the body. Attorneys for the defendants say there's not enough evidence to support the charges. A bench warrant has now been issued for one of two men accused of an anti-Jewish hate crime in Beverly Grove. The attack happened back in May outside a restaurant on La Cienega, just hours after a large protest in support of Palestinian rights. The two men were part of a caravan that was moving through the neighborhood. They left their cars, attacked several diners at the restaurant, yelling racial slurs. Authorities say that 36-year-old Samir Jalousi skipped his arraignment yesterday. The other suspect is due in court tomorrow. Police say they're still searching for others who took part in the attack. Well, LAX is developing a new earthquake early warning system. Heath Montgomery with the airport. Heath Montgomery tells KNX it'll tap into the U.S. Geological Survey's shake alert system.
It will send an automated alert to all of the emergency notification screens inside of the LAX terminals. And the idea is that by doing that, we can maybe notify people a couple of seconds before the shaking actually starts.
Again, that's Heath Montgomery. He says the airport is also looking to develop an automatic shutoff of the jet fuel lines when a quake starts. The LA City Council approved $150,000 in funding to test the system at one of the terminals. It's set to go online sometime next year. Californians could be looking at mandatory water restrictions sometime soon, since data shows we're not conserving much water at all, even though we've plunged into another drought.
The governor had said we could be looking at restrictions if residents didn't take control of the tap and reduce water usage. He had asked for a 15% voluntary reduction, but the data for July show it's just not happening. In fact, it appears water usage was actually up slightly in the cities of LA and San Diego, even if the entire South Coast region managed to eke out some savings. James Knockbauer is a scientist with the Water Resources Control Board.
Our numbers show that water use did drop. But very slightly, just 0.1%.
People tell me they're making an effort and they'd like to see others do the same thing.
They should be saving water.
The data show that some cities did a lot better than others in cutting back. Chino cut its use 36%. El Segundo increased its use by 31% in July. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The feds are out with a new report saying the current drought in California, it's the worst on record, with rain and snowfall at their lowest 20-month level ever. Climate scientist Justin Mankin of Dartmouth, lead author, tells KNX the current arid spell follows the drought that we saw from 2012 through 2016.
Now the state is back in a drought that rivals it, and there isn't much to indicate, at least in the seasonal forecast for this coming winter. There isn't a whole lot to be hopeful about in terms of winter precipitation, just given the conditions in the tropical Pacific.
He also says that calling for water conservation only goes so far.
Placing the responsibility on water use reductions on households and the citizens, I think, is a short-term, it's a myopic strategy. It doesn't actually solve the problem. It merely kind of provides a bit more water supply space.
He says a long-term fix to the state's water infrastructure is needed, especially when it comes to agriculture. Well, good news for local hikers and campers. Word that the Angeles National Forest will reopen its gates to the public tomorrow. It's been closed for nearly 3 weeks now because of the critical wildfire danger in the area. National Forest spokesman, Andrew Mitchell, tells KNX conditions have improved, but he says that people still need to be very careful in campgrounds and on trails.
The potential for fire right now is extremely high. The factors in that are we're experiencing drought-like conditions, our fuel moistures, the vegetation are historically unprecedentedly low, and so any potential fire or start of a fire could lead to something larger. We're still banning the use of any kind of open flame in the forest.
Even so, the forest has lowered its wildfire danger warning from the highest level of critical to extreme. Lots of damage to a cell phone repair shop. This is in Tarzana. This after burglars rammed a U-Haul truck into it early this morning. LAPD says it happened around 3 a.m. at the A2Z wireless store. This is on Ventura Boulevard. The suspects used the U-Haul truck to bash through the front of the store, destroying a security gate, shattering the glass entrance. Sped away after robbing the store. No word on how many suspects were involved in this.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.